It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Amazing!
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Ah, back in the saddle. Talking Simpsons. And it is Simpsons time. Episode 94, Homer and Apu, was written by Greg Daniels. Directed by Mark Kirkland and stars special guest James Woods as himself in one of my favorite guest star appearances in all of The Simpsons. Like, if that episode is flawed at all, James Woods pulls it out of the fire, like, completely. I love him in it. Is there anything not to like about this episode? Well, you might think not, but there are just like a handful of lazy jokes that make me so annoyed, even though, like, in all other respects, the episode is so good and so funny. I hate when, in the scene where Homer says, "Apu, friend me good," they're all sitting around the table and they're talking about how great Apu has been for the family. And Lisa goes, "Oh, and, you know, he taught me how to play the shanai," and he, you know, she plays it. And Homer, like, hates that. And he's just like, "Oh, that's terrible. That's worse than the album Grandpa released." I hate that. I think that's so stupid. And it's hard for me to articulate why, but I just, well, I guess there's two things that are not quite right. In a series that most of the time, is really good at making fun of Apu without insulting Indian people or Indian culture, you know, like being quite knowledgeable about it, that sort of stands out as like an ugly moment of xenophobia. Also, when in the Little Miss Springfield competition in a different episode, when the little girl plays the tabla and there's like a, you know, moment of everyone being like, "Ew, I hate that." You know, like, I know people from Springfield are supposed to be xenophobic, but it crosses the line for me into like the people creating the show being xenophobic. So I didn't like that. And saying that's worse than the album Grandpa released, I think is almost worse because it's just not funny. You know, like, I don't care if they refer to something that didn't actually happen on the series, you know, that we never see on the series. I actually prefer that to referring explicitly to something on the series that people might not like. But I just didn't like that joke. I just thought it was stupid. "Oh, the album the Grandpa released." In fact, I would like to hear that album. So. There's like one other moment when Homer says, like, you know, you it gets to be so much that you just wish Flanders was dead. You know, and that sort of strikes me as too mean-spirited for Homer. Even though, you know, how much he hates Flanders. But, you know, I criticize because I love. And I love a lot of things about this episode. The fact that Apu is emerging by this point in season 5 as, like, a real member of the cast. Very much beloved by viewers. And, you know, that we really feel for him when he loses his job. It's like a very big deal, and we see that, you know, he's connected to the Quickie Mart so strongly that it sucks when he loses his job and the Simpsons have to take him in. And of course, there's that one, the amazing song, Who Needs the Quickie Mart? One of the standouts in the entire series for songs. What else is there to love? A few such funny visual gags, like when Homer and Apu are going to India together and they're riding donkeys. And, you know, they look all tired and unshaven and haggard, and you see it pulls back to reveal that they just rode the donkeys to Springfield Airport. And Apu makes a joke like, sorry, you know, I spent all my money on the plane tickets and we couldn't spring for a cab. So that was funny. But not as funny as the two smash cuts in the very beginning of the show. Of the ambulance taking Homer away after he eats spoiled food. You know what I'm talking about. The first one, he's eating the Quickie Mart meat. That's from like 1989 or something. And he's like, oh, must finish meat. Must not finish. And then ambulance. And then the second one, Apu buys him off with shrimp. And he's like, oh, Homer, you know, please accept my apologies with this bucket of frozen shrimp. 5 pounds of frozen shrimp. These shrimp aren't frozen, and they smell funny. Oh, okay, fine. 10 pounds. Ambulance. Like, that makes me laugh more than anything else in the episode. And also, the dog barking on TV. Where, like, it advertises everything. It's like McGruff the crime dog, but, you know, the Simpsons version of it. And words are coming out of his mouth and he's barking. And that happens 3 times. And the last time is when it's like a message from the Church of Latter-day Saints. And it's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. That's also funny. And what happens, plot-wise? Apu gets his job back because he saves James Woods' life. This is shortly after we see James Woods working in the Quickie Mart and getting mad while he's talking to his agent and trying to scrape cheese out of the microwave. And he curses and they bleep it out. Very, very good moment. A robber comes in. For some reason, it's not Snake. It's someone else. Comes in and shoots James Woods, and Apu leaps in front of the bullet. And James Woods, in gratitude, gets him his job back, and that is not all you need to know about that episode, but those are some main talking points. Just a quick addendum, again, to the episode Bart After Dark, which I've talked about twice already. I don't think that guy who's in the Maison Derrière is supposed to be David Crosby after all. I had sort of misgivings about it after I said it. No one complained, but I just thought I was wrong. And on second thought, I kind of think that's supposed to be Simpsons writer John Swartzwelder, because there's another image of him as a statue elsewhere in the series, and I think that it's supposed to be him. Because as funny as David Crosby was in the episode where he's Barney's AA sponsor, I don't think he's that much buddy-buddy with the Simpsons people that he would allow himself to be depicted as being in a burlesque house. So, that's my story now. My amended story. Here is some music. Can't play that in its entirety on a podcast because of copyright reasons. And yes, that was Swartzwelder, not David Crosby. A common misconception and confusion between the drawings of those two men. This is Amanda Nazario. Thank you for listening to my humble podcast. I will catch you again through the Debigulator next week. Bye.